Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, hey, we're back, and Terry from Texas is on the line, along with our guest, Jimmy Rothstein. And Terry, you were giving an example about the procedure now in this particular instance of highlighting these terrible politically incorrect crimes of some policemen and police officers while totally ignoring the other situations, correct?
Yeah, it's just a discrepancy. You know, the deaths are all glossed over somewhat, and then, you know, put up on a stake, the sacrificial lamb. Not saying that this guy should have groped this woman's breast.
Obviously.
The big brouhaha was made out of that. And that's like, you know, that's typical of the way our government works, is that somehow it's throwing out the little, you know, the sausage, you know, to keep everybody appeased for a while, when the real, you know, dirt is going on all around. It's the same, you know, you could do it anywhere. I mean, I'm just using that as one highlight, one example that's more down to earth for people to see in this town or whether it's nationwide. This example goes for everything. It goes for the 9/11, the illegal alien crisis, the financial crisis. You go on and on. But just this year is something that's right in our own backyard.
And you could use this
and you can link this to many other issues and say, look, just look at this one issue. You know, it's so hard. First off, it's hard to talk about these issues anyway, because when you address this with people, their eyes just, like, they just glaze over. They don't see it.
Well, any comment, Jimmy Rusty?
Yes, he hit the nail on the head when he said the people don't even look at it. It goes right over their head. That's so true. And that is why our law enforcement is getting out of control. And they're not focused on crimes the way they're supposed to be. You have hundreds of kids missing in this country that nobody looks for. Because we, the people, do not make them do their jobs. Mm-hmm. There is no real oversight because they're supposed to be working for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. We got to get the people to stand up and demand that they do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like almost like the old days, you know, what was it, Tammany Hall?
Yeah.
You know, you go back to corruption. It didn't start with this century or the last, that's for sure.
Oh, no. And then you had the Gross investigation, which really clamped down on that, which was the biggest and best runaway grand jury this Brooklyn ever had.
What was that? What was that about? Now,
that was one where the foreman of the grand jury took over the grand jury. It was called the Gross investigation, where they looked into all the corruption in Tammany Hall and everything else in New York at the time. And it goes even further back, as with Al Smith, when all those people burned to death, and Tammany Hall told Al, clean it up, you know, because it will self-destruct. The criminals know when they have to do something to stop from totally collapsing.
Right.
And that's, if we don't do that to our police, we got a problem.
Well, no question about that, Jimmy. Any further comment to our caller here?
Oh, I don't know. You know, of course, Terry? I've got plenty.
You've got a lot of examples. Yeah, we know.
When you put all this focus on, you know, they're putting a lot of focus on the periphery of people, too. I ran into a girl the other day. For just a real quick incident, they had on the nightly news here, played it all up, 161 peace officers were involved in a bus here in the Austin area to catch 21 clerks. Oh, my goodness, they were selling alcohol to underage kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the big thing, though. Alcohol, cigarettes, you know.
Yep.
And, of course, seatbelts.
Oh,
safety.
Yes.
All in the name of safety. It's all about government raising funds.
There you go. Raising funds.
They can't build the prisons fast enough, you know. And all these kids are being set up on all these, you know, trumped-up charges and ruining people's...
Right,
it's,
right.
You know, it's,
okay, Terry, hey, thanks for your call. Great call. I appreciate it. And we got Charlie coming up next, John in Rhode Island, and you. You can dial in now while we have Jimmy with us. And Jimmy Rothstein is a former New York City detective with a lot of experience, as you can hear. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Pain medication.
medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, uncensored radio, free America, and the number 800-313-9443. And Jimmy Rothstein is our guest here tonight. And Charlie in Texas, you are now on the program.
Hello, gentlemen. I'd like to comment on the nation. When I was 15 years old, I got sent home to school like a lot of kids did in Texas. I immediately turned on the television. And whenever the swearing in of Johnson happened on Air Force One, there was a camera on the plane that came on. And for several seconds, no one on the plane knew the camera was broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting about it, even at the tender age of 15 that I was at the time, there was Lady Bird, very gleeful. And whenever someone says, like, the camera's on, she went from this real joyous mood to the somber look. And even then, I knew something was awful strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I had to say, other than there must be some kind of connection, because I know that the Brown and Root, being a Vietnam veteran myself, did benefit from the war.
Brown and Root. Kellogg, yep, Brown and Root. What about, you mentioned Lyndon Johnson, and, he was notorious for having little boyfriends, pages and so forth. And the books have been written about him. Jimmy, I'm sure you're familiar about how Johnson came to the top of the Senate.
Yes. There's a lot of stories about it, about a lot of these people. It's amazing how few of them ever got circulated into the mainstream.
No, it's just, you know, now we know about the Kennedy, the Camelots, and all of the stuff going on in the White House. It didn't start with Bill Clinton, or John Kennedy, for that matter, and going back to the days of FDR and before then. Well, you know, it's politics.
Sure, and Sturgis said one other interesting thing. One of the other reasons on the Kennedy assassination was the women he was messing with, the Russian spy, Judith Exner, and a few others. He was told, remember, Op 40 supposedly was there to protect our country at all costs. And he was told to quit, and he didn't. And, you know, some people take their jobs very serious. My information was that there were five separate operations involved. None of them knew each other. So it makes sense when you hear all the other ones that there was more than one thing taking place when that assassination took place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, James Angleton was number three man, I believe, at the CIA, and he had a direct pipeline to Ben-Gurion.
And to the Vatican.
And to the Vatican, too. Yeah, very interesting. All right, let's take another call. Thank you, Charlie, for your call from Texas. John in Rhode Island. Hi, you're on the program. You are next, sir.
How are we doing this evening, gentlemen?
Very good.
Excellent. Jimmy, you have some great information. And it sounds like you probably sleep and take a shower with body armor, for goodness sakes. All these things going on there. But I just want to get your inside information on one individual. As you were in New York City, even before 9/11, he was extremely treacherous and clandestine, and kind of like Bush, he paints himself as a goody-goody, you know, an order man of the people. I'm speaking about Rudy Giuliani. What information do you have on him?
Well, I was in New York when Rudy Giuliani was coming up the line, and he did a tremendous job. There's only one thing I've ever found fault with him. Was the prince of the city, Bob Lucy, when they blew the big drug thing with the crooked cops and all that. Well, the information was that they gave Lucy a buy because he was the bag man for the operation. So, you know, in every operation like that, you have to have somebody that gives you the information, and he usually gets a walk. And I think that's the only thing I ever criticized Giuliani for, is that they gave him a walk. There were other people that should have got a walk, not Lucy. But he did it.
Do you still have any information in there in your contacts, Jimmy, in New York, regarding him and 9/11?
Oh, yes, very much so. Very much so. He did a great job on 9/11. From everything I've heard and talked to with people who were very close to the whole operation.
Well, some people don't think so, but that's all right.
I know. I agree with you, but there are some things that were done very well.
It's funny how he pops up in the right places at the right times, Rudy, you know. And I know you were involved in New York City detective when you had some of the most liberal mayors, like you probably with Lindsay
Mayor Koch.
Koch, of course, and others. So it was an interesting time. And, of course, Bloomberg now, you know, the more things change, the more they remain the same. John, did you have another question for our guest, Jimmy Rothstein? Okay. All right. He's gone. Thank you for your call. First-time caller from Rhode Island. I don't even know these people. All right. Blake from Austin now. You are on the program with our guest.
Well, hello, Rick. Hello, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Good. I have a couple of questions I'd like your opinion on, your take on it. Well, I'm a kind of a rudimentary student of history. I haven't been really studying all that long, so I got a lot of big gaps. I knew a few things, but the deal about the mob changeover in Cuba,
yes,
between the Bay of Pigs, which I knew JFK had ordered the plug pulled on, between that and then what I hear about. Supposedly, well, the troop withdrawal wasn't Kennedy. He was pulling troops out of Vietnam. He was going the wrong direction as far as banks and people that make guns and stuff are concerned. And then I don't know if this is true, but supposedly he was going to try to reinstitute some kind of constitutional money supply. It just seems like he was getting on the angry side of every cartel in existence.
No.
Now, was this just the most naive child brought up, the son of a bootlegger, or what is your take on that? Did he know what he was doing and just didn't was brave and fearless? I mean, what is the deal with him?
He was stupid.
He was
because
stupid.
He thought he could buck these people. Number one, they put him there, and he thought that he would bite the hand that fed him, and that didn't work. And that's the best way to put that, because he thought he was bigger than all of them people, and he wasn't.
As far as he was concerned, to them, it was just your standard SOP for any bookie or loan shark on the block. You got to make an example out of anyone who doesn't pay, etc.
That's right.
All right. My second question. So he was just stupid. So he was. All right. My second question. Now, should George Bush come to somehow? I mean, the guy. Did you see him walk into the doors in China? It was on the news. I mean, he looked so much like a 4-year old boy.
Well, I can tell you, I've been in places where I walked in the doors.
But
I thought that was funny. When you watch that, the look on his face was worth $1 million.
Yeah, but I mean, is he just. So Kennedy knew all along what was happening.
Yeah, but
well,
you
didn't know he
remember,
was going to get shot, though. He didn't know that.
Well, and you got to remember, Kennedy grew up in a world where whatever he wanted, he got.
Yeah,
he was more
right.
or less sheltered.
Daddy's boy.
Naive.
Yeah.
Naive.
And then he got into the real world, and him and Bobby Kennedy decided they could do anything they wanted to. They were going to double-cross the people that made him. And if anybody knows anything about real life, you don't do that stuff.
No,
you don't. You know, you break bread with these people, you're going to die by it. And that's
Blake,
what that was all
listen,
about.
Listen, Blake, thank you for your call. I
thank
appreciate
you very
your
much.
Contribution. Good points. 800-313-9443. Also, in my estimation, Jimmy, Richard Nixon, it has been said, attempted to do the same thing with regard to the bombing in Vietnam and trying to win that war. And he, too, was sidetracked. He, too, was brought down a little differently than JFK. Would you agree that there was that possible scenario?
Yes. Richard Nixon did two other things that were very unbelievable, and you're seeing the effects of it now that has taken place. He went to China, and China was not part of the world money changers. And he went there without those people. Then the second thing is, was a very strange thing that Nixon had ordered at the time when I was working this thing with the kids being into prostitution and all that.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon had actually proposed that we start a special investigations unit to do this. Now, remember what that led to, Watergate and all that, because they knew that if he did this, we had the guys picked for it. It was a cross-section of police and some federal agents, very trusted. You had to know each other before you would be appointed, you know, into it and everything. And they knew that we would have destroyed that whole hierarchy. That's one of the things that I feel is an unknown thing about Nixon that was never made public.
That's very interesting, and you're right.
I was there.
It has never come up.
No, and I know it's true because I was there.
Right. Fascinating stuff, Jimmy. All right, we will be back with Tom in Ohio, and we'll round out the half hour with our guest, Jimmy Rothstein. You got a quick comment, you better get on the line now. Not much time. 800-313-9443 is our number. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, uncensored radio, free America, where you hear it here. And only here on RBNLive.com. We shall return in just about 3 minutes from now with your calls and comments to wrap up. Stay tuned. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Well, that was our fearless leader in China. Now, anyway. Huh? Okay, all right. I heard it anyway, off the air. I heard Mr. Bush. Can you play it again? On the air? I heard what he said. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
All right. Now you heard it first here, Jimmy. That's
George Bush. Not if I got my rod and reel handy.
That's it, in China. No, he said that a long time ago. This is one of his many flubs and blurbs and faux pas.
He does a wonderful job of
that.
Yes,
indeed, he does. Yeah, I like the one where he says that, our enemies are energetic and resourceful. They never stop thinking of ways to harm America, and neither do we.
Yep.
All right. Okay, let's take a final call, I think, for this segment, because we have another guest coming on in the last half hour. So we'll do this and take Tom. Tom from Ohio. You've been waiting. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the program.
I'm calling to ask Mr. Rothstein, what do you think of this New World Order and how much further are they going to go with it?
Well, that's been going on for many, many years, which ties in with the world money changer thing and all that. And it's something that's been in the works for as long as I've been working as a police officer doing the investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know just how far it's going to go. I think this Chinese business that's starting up now has pretty well thrown the New World Order into a total disarray. But I'm sure there are people out there that will keep trying to keep it going.
Are you a Mason by any chance?
No, I'm not. No, I don't join anything.
I see.
Nope.
Well, that's a feather in your cap there, right?
I have heard of reports of some spot food shortages in parts of the country. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing any of this?
No, not. In fact, right up here is the exact opposite. We've got more stuff up here than we've ever had right here in the central states.
Minnesota.
Food shortages, you go into big cities and that. I don't know why we have to go overseas to help people. We got plenty of hungry people in this country.
And the thing that's going on in Sonoma County with the Bohemian Grove, mm-hmm. every time they have the 2-week celebration there, they find children's bodies just kind of thrown over the fence. Have you heard of the reports?
Is that true?
I've never heard of that, but I have heard of what's going on at Bohemian Grove for many, many years. That was part of an investigation that we did many years ago, and it fit in with a whole group of other operations. I don't know if you're aware of in Columbus, Ohio, during the 70s, there was a tremendous amount of kids that were being thrown into prostitution and stuff. Are you aware of that?
I had heard something about it. I was wondering if the Sonoma County Sheriff there in where Bohemian Grove is located, or were they kind of complicit in this program that the people that have the celebration there?
Well, you got to remember one thing. Nothing can go on. And the cops, there's somebody in law enforcement that always knows what's going on.
Is there anybody honest left there?
Yeah, there's a few. You'll find some. The problem is they never get any help.
I understand.
And that's why you have, FBI. There's not an agency in this country that doesn't have good people. But they're never allowed to do their job.
That's
because we, the people, don't back them.
But do you think there will be any further investigations on this Bohemian Grove and the child killings?
No, nobody's going to look at that. Nobody's going to look at Omaha, Nebraska, although within the next couple of months there's going to be another expose coming out on Omaha, Nebraska that may open this up, and it will really expose this thing.
It's too bad that Catholic priest there didn't live long enough to come forward, huh?
Yeah, there's a couple
maybe
of them.
He died too soon that they didn't want him to come forward.
Maybe a little prematurely, huh?
There's a number of priests around the country that died prematurely. Father Coons, a couple other people, yes.
That's right.
We did an investigation into the Vatican back in the late
70s. We didn't even get into that. We'll do that next time more.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
Mr. Ruffin, I want to thank you for your service that you gave to the people of this country. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Tom, for calling. Thank you as well. Well, we're almost out of time on this segment, and I do want to have you back, Jimmy, and I appreciate your time in coming on the program. I know you haven't got books, websites, and all of that. If people would like to write to you or call you, is there a way they can do that?
Sure. Just get the phone number from you. That way you know what you get back on your show and give it to them, and I'll gladly talk to anybody.
All right. Do you want me to give it out on the air?
If they call you, then you can give it to
them.
All
right. They can call, and my producer will give it to them.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, I'll take their calls anytime.
Very good. And do you have a box address or post office box?
217.
Yeah.
St. Martin, Minnesota, 56376.
Right, and that's Jimmy Rothstein, P.O. Box 217, right?
Yep.
And that's St. Martin, what'd you say it was?
St. Martin,
M-A-R-T-I-N. Minnesota.
56376.
Jimmy, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Rick, for having me on.
Thanksgiving Day, hopefully, and bless you all.
Good.
Bless you
and the family. It's always a pleasure doing a show with you.
Sure thing. We will have you back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And, and if anybody wants to, my producer will have the number where you can leave a message for him, get to him, and he will be happy, I'm sure, to get back to you. He's a very open and honest guy. All right, and the next segment, we'll be talking about the ADL once again, and we will be talking with Reverend Ted Pike and the latest on that saga. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, and we're back now in the final half hour tonight on this Tuesday night edition of the program. And by the way, before we get going with the next guest, I did want to mention again, speaking of mail addresses, if you wish to address to me any mail, anything whatsoever that you think would be of interest to me, you can now deal directly. You can mail it directly to me, Rick Adams, and it is Post Office Box 186, that's 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue. That's 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue, just like it sounds, two words, Mineral and Spring, North Providence, Rhode Island. And the zip is 02904. Okay, once again, Rick Adams, Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. That's it. Okay. Now, we have with us on the line a little interview we're going to do to round out the program. I'm not going to accept any phone calls. I just want to be able to catch up on some things and just make it a dialogue rather than a trialogue, because a lot has happened in the last few weeks or so, and we really need some time to talk. And we have Ted Pike with us from truthtellers.org and the National Prayer Network, right? Is that right, Ted?
Yes, it is, Rick.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Welcome back. It's been a while, and you have sent quite a few interesting emails out to the communities, having to do with the defeated anti-hate, so-called anti-hate bill that was defeated in the U.S. Senate just last month. And apparently ADL's chief man there, their chief rifleman, if you will, none other than Abe Foxman, has launched a new attack now, apparently, on evangelical Christians. And tell us a little bit about what this is all about, Ted.
Well, ADL was very very upset, as they usually are, when their big federal hate bill is defeated. And Abe Fox, in the national conference of the ADL, attacked evangelical Christians. The religious right, he says, has far too much power in America.
And, that's kind of humorous.
I wish we had more.
Yeah.
And he says it's so powerful now that it's actually threatening our freedom of choice in America, as this so-called unity of church and state is developing between the religious right and the Bush administration, and so on. What he is largely also complaining about is the fact that alternative talk radio programs like yours on these networks like Genesis and Republic are now impacting the ADL. As you know, I've been on many programs in this last year, taking pot shots at them, dressing them down, exposing their dark undercover activities and so on, and that they really can't fight back, because if they even mention my name on their website, thousands of people will come to my website and find out that I'm not a devil with horns, I'm not a wild-eyed fanatic, but I'm very reasonable and very cogent about everything that they're doing to take away freedom of speech. And so they're in a kind of a race with us, with the truth, because they're terribly afraid of alternative talk radio, especially out as it's proliferated on the Internet. And this they call cyber hate. They're working desperately to outlaw this, but they can't do this quite yet.
Well, that's exactly the irony here, isn't it, is that the ADL really has helped to draft these laws, these bills, that would, in effect, eventually eliminate all freedom of speech on the Internet, which threatens them. And here they are being defeated in their own try this time.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. When the ADL is defeated, it lashes out against the right.
Mm.
A little more than a year ago, when the ADL was defeated in their hate bill in conference between the House and Senate, the very next day, literally, that was on a Friday, that Sunday, that weekend, they lashed out, attempting to punish the religious right by arresting these 11 Christians in Philadelphia. And now we seem to have a kind of a similar situation happening as they are being defeated. I guess the last nail is not quite driven into the coffin, but it will be when this session of Congress is over. The ADL is lashing out against Holocaust revisionists, and they have arrested David Irving. And
yes,
we know, of course, that they've transported Ernst Zundel and Germar Rudolph to a possible imprisonment, certainly trial in Germany. There's a couple of other revisionists who have also been waiting deportation or forbidden to speak in public now, and so on. And this is really a similar outbreak of persecution, in my opinion,
to what
happened last year.
Well, it is, because, you know, we brought this out on the taping of my TV programs today, and we spent a lot of time. In fact, even held up your video on Jerry Falwell and, you know, Christian Zionism, an unholy alliance, as an example of what we're talking about. It's not whether you agree or not with anything. I mean, you may have a historical fact pertaining to the Civil War, but if somebody says that, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan was right or the Ku Klux Klan was wrong, whatever their position, they should not be put in jail and prosecuted simply because they disagree with other people's historical, concepts or accounts of history. I mean, to me, that is the greatest form of tyranny, and it can't get any worse than that. You know, in the case of David Irving, you're not talking about some street thug or some lunatic type or some redneck, you know, that's just coming along who hates Jews or what have you at all. He's a distinguished historian who has written extensively on World War II. In fact, he was praised for many years because of his writings. He's a real history professor, a historian. And yet he has differed with some of the official stories on the Holocaust as put out by various organizations. And because of that, now he's supposed to be put in jail and prosecuted as a criminal, a thought criminal. I mean, that is sick. I'm sorry. That is absolutely abominable.
Well, this is extremely ominous, and not only for free speech advocates, anti-war activists, and so on, but especially for evangelical Christians. Evangelical Christians, of course, have laid the foundation. They have created a very fertile soil during the 20th century for the emergence of Zionism and the statehood of Israel and so on.
Right.
But a year and a half ago, the Knesset voted unanimously that anyone in the world, literally anyone in the world, who publicly reduces the 6 million figure of the Holocaust is now considered a violator of Israeli law, and the Israeli government is now empowered to request from any nation in the world that those who have publicly reduced the figure of the Holocaust be transported, like Zundel, like Rudolph, to Israel for trial in Israel against the for crimes against the Jewish people and incarcerated in Israel. Now this is just staggering, and I'll tell you why. You know, people might say, "Well, I'm not a Holocaust reductionist. I'm not any threat." The fact of the matter is that for Jewish leadership today in the Knesset, in ADL, B'nai B'rith, and so on, there is a much greater crime awaiting punishment than the crime of Holocaust reductionism. And that is, they have a belief that for the past 2,000 years, the New Testament has been a terrible infliction of guilt and accusation and persecution upon Jews throughout untold suffering for Jews throughout the past 2,000 years. And there is a crime of anti-Semitism out there, which is buried within the New Testament, buried in the behavior of Christians, especially Germans following Martin Luther's example and creating the Holocaust and World War II and so on. And this crime of anti-Semitism, you mark my words, they're starting with the crime of Holocaust reductionism, but they are going fairly soon to progress to the outlawing the crime of anti-Semitism, or claiming that the Jews killed Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. Now, that's going to implicate not just a handful of Holocaust historians. It's going to implicate millions of Christians worldwide who will be in the crosshairs of possible arrest, deportation, and final trial in Israel.
It's interesting you should say this, and we know this is the case, but more interesting because in the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, a few months ago, they started talking about this new movement in Israel itself, which is growing in popularity, Ted, as you probably know, this movement to basically restore a Sanhedrin council in Israel, and a council that would, with the Noahide laws in this country that have been enacted, by the way, under the first Bush administration by Congress, signed into law, that it won't be improbable or a laughing matter or something far-fetched pie in the sky to conceivably see people in this country and other countries hauled before a Sanhedrin court in Jerusalem at some point to be tried as blasphemers.
Yes,
this is all too real a possibility.
That's right. And, you know, it's ominous that our Lord himself, in the book of Mark, Mark 13:9, he says, they will deliver you. He's talking about the end days, the last days of persecution. They will deliver you to the courts or the Sanhedrin, it says in the margin of my Bible, and you will be flogged in their synagogues. Now, that's a very strong implication that the last days persecution against Christians is not going to come primarily from sectarians, but from the Jewish rabbinical, evil Jewish leaders that we are already seeing have a penchant for not only criticizing Christianity wherever they can, but also of outright persecution, like we saw last year in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Even such things as seemingly innocuous as the Passion Play have come under attack even 20 years ago, where they have been purged, if you will, renditions have been purged of any reference to deicide And I think that's incredible that, you know, it affects every single aspect of our lives. It's not just a political or historical. It is cultural, and it involves the very essence of Christianity. So when Lynn Abrams was attacking the Christians in Philadelphia, doing her thing, her shtick, as it were, in the name of intolerance for hatred, this was a cornerstone. This was like a stepping stone,
yes,
if you will, to building up to a policy that would indeed result someday in the absolute persecution, rounding up, and criminalization of thoughts, of ideas, I mean of spoken words. And that involves the Bible. That involves the Scriptures.
Yes.
And that's incredible to me.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, our Department of Global Anti-Semitism, which B'nai B'rith is now setting up in the U.S. State Department, has a list of about 14 criteria of what anti-Semitism is, and you can read it on the Internet on the Global Anti-Semitism Report. And included in that is the assertion that Jewish leaders 2,000 years ago killed Jesus Christ. That is considered the crime of anti-Semitism, or at least the condition of anti-Semitism that they define. And so what evangelical Christians are going to have to do, like it or not, is realize that, as Rabbi Daniel Lappin said several months ago on Trinity Broadcasting Network, that this evil secular Jewish leadership is in a concerted attempt to persecute and harass Christianity. And they're going to have to face that fact. I believe the honeymoon is over. The love affair, which we can indulge in as evangelicals with these evil Jewish leaders, is now turning as they are showing their true colors. We may be in love with them as evangelicals, but they are certainly not in love with us. In fact, they are intent on delivering us eventually, like Zundel, like Jermar, up to the courts in various countries, or even in Israel itself.
Well, now, wouldn't it be nice if someone like you told that to Jerry Falwell?
Well, if he doesn't learn now, Jerry Falwell and all the rest of them are going to learn in a prison cell in a gulag to come.
And I think that's one of the things that led the impetus to people like Falwell finally mounting a big opposition, along with others like ourselves, to this hate bill.
Yes.
And,
well,
and politics and religion make for strange bedfellows sometimes. Huh?
Yes, it does. But what all of them are going to have to learn is it is not anti-Semitic to criticize Israel's evil leadership. It's not anti-Semitic to preach the gospel to Jews and evangelize them. In fact, Abe Foxman just recently attacked the Southern Baptist Convention, forbidding them to use Messianic Jews as agents of so-called proselytization of Jews.
Now, he refers to this as mixing religion and politics. What does that have to do with politics? I mean, if anybody's mixing religion and politics, as you point out, isn't it the ADL?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they are masters from top to bottom of meddling in politics, from local city councils all the way to the economic union. The ADL is up to its neck in mixing. But what you see, there's this mentality among these evil Jewish leaders that they have been victims. They have been the objects of Christian persecution, pogroms for centuries. Therefore, they can mix religion and politics, but don't let anybody on the new right do that.
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, what we really have to have is a more enlightened approach now among evangelicals. They have to look at the behavior of John the Baptist, of Jeremiah, of Jesus Christ, and said, and those people which said, woe unto you, you generation of vipers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pattern ourselves after the biblical prophets and examples given to us in Scripture. They were not anti-Semites. They were speaking prophetically. They were speaking in warning the people.
In fact, they were Semites, yeah.
Yeah, and so what I'm really encouraging people to do now is just not stand on the sidelines and kind of gaze numbly as these.
It's going to come back again next year.
Yeah, that's right.
With a vengeance.
Some of these Holocaust reductionists might not be perfect. They might have sympathies which we don't quite approve of, like Zundel. But nevertheless, there's got to be room in the Western Hemisphere, especially in American Canada, for these people to speak, make simple observations about World War II, and come up with their findings without being pilloried as hate criminals. And what we have to do is Christians need to take the initiative now to speak out in their Sunday school classes, speak out in conservative groups, speak out on the internet and in talk shows, and say we've got to recognize the eye of the octopus now. We've got to quit chopping tentacles of one way or another. We're going to have to embarrass and hold up ADL B'nai B'rith as the originators of hate laws in Canada, but especially in places like Germany and Austria, where they are using these now to actually bring about a really hard, abiding persecution against freedom of speech.
And the reaction is not too good, by the way, from the general public. They are getting more suspicious and more envious now and hateful of these Jewish people, and that's the unfortunate result of it. So these people are masters of deceit, this leadership here. Stay with me, Ted Pike. We'll be back to pursue this. I'm Rick Adams, and we are talking with Reverend Ted Pike. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back in the final 5 minutes of tonight's program. This is Thanksgiving week, and talking about some heavy issues that need to be talked about. Satan doesn't sleep, and neither do we. Ted Pike, you're with me. You know, in your press release here, your emails, you have said in rebuttal to the civil liberties of the so-called B'nai B'rith groups that if anyone has too much power, anyone mixes synagogue with state. You said there are several instances of this, and you have given the fact that The ADL avails itself of U.S. tax exemption, yet it is the illegal, unregistered agent of a foreign government, Israel. That's interesting.
Yes, that's in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1937.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for starters with ADL. They really are Mossad. Mm-hmm. I have documented in my video, Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I have very clearly pointed out that the testimony in the spy scandals in the California back around 1988 mm-hmm. showed very clearly that Mossad agents routinely passed through ADL headquarters picking up information on right-wingers, conservative people, pro-lifers, any critics of Israel who might write to a local nurse.
In other words, on American citizens is what you're saying.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's significant that Mossad takes this material to Israel to enter the data bases there in Israel. Why do they need the names of a little old ladies in Peoria who are critical of Israel? Why do those names have to be taken to Israel and stored there? Well, I think what we're seeing right now is that there's a long-range list-gathering propensity within ADL, just like Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong, they all gathered a mailing lists, I should say, detailed lists of people they were going to eventually liquidate.
It sounds ironic. It's Hitlerian, if anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The ADL has been gathering lists literally for decades, and it's significant that just, I believe, today or yesterday, the United Nations passed a unanimous resolution actually upholding the right of Knesset and Israel to deport Holocaust diminishers to Israel. They also condemned any kind of diminishment of the 6 million figure. And while this may have been symbolic, there are implications for enforcement of that which come out of this resolution. So the United Nations, even today, is guarding ADL, the Nibirith, and Israel from possible criticism for what has been happening to these Holocaust revisionists, and making it very clear that what we're facing, folks, is an international system of jurisprudence and jurisdiction over the whole hate crimes issue, trying to overlay over our American sovereignty hate crimes enforcement. So this literally is a very perilous hour. We have defeated the federal hate bill in Congress, but now we're facing international hate crimes tribunals and courts of justice and so on.
Yeah.
So it's time to act. It's time to speak. I should mention that if people want to learn more about this, come to truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org. We have tons of information there on the subject.
Right. Okay, I see the clock ticking. We're out of time. Thanks for the update, Ted Pike, and we will, I'm sure, hear from you again soon. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Thank you, Rick. Same to you.
Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back, God willing, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central, with Scott Smith and Rick Adams, because we won't be on Thursday or Friday night. We'll see you then. God bless.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.